The hearing of the House of Representatives Subcommittee on International Organizations, Human Rights, and Oversight was called to examine the Chapter 7 United Nations mandate for Iraq, extended in August for another 12 months, as well as U.S.-Iraqi agreements and their implications for the future. However, much of the questioning by lawmakers focused on current political and security conditions in the country and what they could mean for the January national elections. Former Iraqi Prime Minister Alawi said the U.S. and Iraqis share similar goals. The U.S. wants to leave Iraq, but not in turmoil, he said, while Iraqis seek a path of prosperity and sovereignty where individual and minority rights are respected. However, both Alawi and Parliament member Saleh al-Mutlaq pointed to political, sectarian, and other problems, as well as external factors, such as pressures from Iran, that could cause problems both during and after the January elections. While Iraqis know the U.S. will be withdrawing forces, Alawi says Iraq's military remains unable to shoulder the security burden. And he says outstanding political and constitutional issues are also giving rise to severe tensions.
The implementation of Political Reform Act as passed by Parliament in 2008 is a must. The Act includes, amongst others, amending the Constitution, instituting an inclusive political process, and implementing political and national reconciliation. None of these steps has been acted upon, yet these steps are very necessary for the stabilization of Iraq.
President Obama has ordered all U.S. combat forces out of Iraq by the end of August of next year and all U.S. forces gone by the end of 2011. Saying the U.S. withdrawal should be moral and responsible, Iraqi Parliament member Saleh al-Mutlaq says the only way to ensure free and fair elections is with a commitment by the U.S. and United Nations for thorough monitoring.
Without this monitoring, I would believe that the election will be the same as it happened before. The intimidation is already there. The assassination is already there. And we've been getting so many warnings from different agencies that we are going to be targeted. Our people will be targeted.
Calling the elections critical not only for Iraq's future but for the region, the subcommittee chairman, Democratic Representative William Delahunt, says a large international observer presence is required both before and during voting. Pointing to questions about the legitimacy of the recent election in Afghanistan, Delahunt worries not only about a deterioration in Iraq, but the impact electoral problems in Iraq could have on the American public's support for U.S. policy in Afghanistan.
If the election in January is unsuccessful, support here in this country for involvement in Afghanistan will diminish because the American people will be saying, we tried it once, it didn't work, and look what happened. So this isn't just simply about supporting the Iraqi people and democracy in Iraq. It's about Afghanistan, and I dare say it's about the entire region.
The Democratic representative of the U.S. Congress to the United Nations, Delahunt, says he will use consultations in New York City next week to generate support for international monitoring of the Iraqi elections. In his testimony to the subcommittee, Kenneth Katzman, specialist in Middle East affairs with the Congressional Research Service, said sectarianism in Iraq may worsen in the run-up to the elections.
Sectarianism and ethnic and factional infighting continue to simmer, and many Iraqi views and positions are colored by efforts to outflank, outmaneuver, and constrain rival factions.
Katzman says sectarian tensions could reach a peak as Iraqis are deciding whether to hold a referendum on the U.S. military presence. On the final day of a visit to Iraq, U.S. Vice President Joe Biden said on Thursday that the United States will abide by any decisions the Iraqi people make on the U.S. withdrawal schedule, part of which was established in a status of forces agreement reached under the Bush administration. In his testimony Thursday, former Iraqi Prime Minister Alawi voiced concern about what he called reversals in security after a fragile period of improvement, along with an upsurge of sectarian tensions. The United States, he said, has a moral responsibility and national security interest in ensuring fraud-free elections in Iraq, which should include not only deployment of U.S. forces, but a strong United Nations involvement. Dan Robinson, VOA News, Capitol Hill.